We got a question from Patchen. He wants to know how to coin a word and maybe get it added to the dictionary.
Now, Patchen has a word in mind, and we'll get to that in a minute. Joining us now is Jesse Scheidlauer from the Oxford English Dictionary. So, Jesse, how do you get a word into your book?
Well, the only way to get a word into major dictionaries is to get people to use it. And it doesn't matter if you need the word. It just matters that it gets used. So one of the myths about the whole business of creating words is that if there is a concept that doesn't have a word, then it is important for a word to arise for that concept, and that if someone comes up with this word, it will be used because we need one. That is simply not true. I mean, to take an example that people have been paying a lot of attention to for a long time, there is no word, there is no commonly used word referring to the romantic partner of an adult. People say, well, girlfriend or boyfriend, but, you know, if you're in your 50s, you know, your romantic partner, like, it seems wrong to call that your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of other things, you know, partner and companion and apostle cue and things like that, but none of them have caught on.
Apostle Q?
Yes, it's a Census Bureau term for person of opposite sex sharing living quarters, which, of course, doesn't, at least etymologically, doesn't refer necessarily to a romantic partner.
Right. Can I ask you a tangential question?
Sure.
Just thinking about whether a word is necessary or not, something I've always wondered, it used to be that all mountain bikes were just, it just looked like a regular bike. It was a frame. Everything was metal. There was no suspension. But then they started adding suspension in the back, a little spring in there, and so they needed a word for the original kind of mountain bike, and those became hardtails.
Right. That is called the general term for this concept is a retronym, which is a new term that arises to describe the original of something when things have changed. So classic examples of this are day baseball. Originally, of course, baseball could only be played during the day, and then we had lights, and then we had night baseball, so you had to come up with day baseball to describe what had previously been the only kind.
A day game.
A day game. Or acoustic guitar. And all guitars were acoustic, then you have electric guitars, and all of a sudden you can't say guitar anymore because it doesn't clarify which you mean, so you coin acoustic guitar to describe the original version.
Well, let's get back to Patchen's question. So his word is similar in construction to blog, which is, you know, a combination of web and log.
Is there a word for that when you combine two things?
Portmanteau, usually.
Excellent.
So he's put together decaf latte, decaf and latte, to just call it a flatte, which I like. I think that's a great...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you like flatte's chances?
It seems like something that could have a chance. I mean, it is something that people talk about, and presumably it's something that they would need to talk about a bit, you know, save a syllable or two, or, you know, talk about a bit more quickly than having to say decaf or, you know, decaffeinated latte. But there are already so many shortenings of that kind, you know, half calf, you know, calf.
Yeah.
It would be hard to say whether we need, you know, yet another shortening.
So it doesn't sound like it's going to be easy for Patchen to do this. Really, to get flatte in the dictionary, he just has to get more people saying flatte.
Right, you've got to get some usage going.
There's really no way to predict it. There's no way to say, well, here's what you can do. I mean, all you can do is try to get other people to use the word, you know, get people to use it in print, get it to really catch on in the language, and when that does, the dictionaries will, you know, see that it's really a part of the language and will eventually add it.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for this. We're going to head out and try and order a flatte and see if we can get it to catch on. It's fun talking to you.
Oh, thanks. Well, thank you for having me on.
All right. We went to a coffee shop here in Chicago, and the barista, Niles
was there. Yeah.
Kind enough to make flatte, put it on the menu right there in chalk, make it the beverage of the day.
Yeah.
So Blythe now is going to check in with him and see if anyone ordered it.
No one ordered it.
Oh, man. Okay. Were there people that asked about it, though?
Yeah, there was just a couple of people that asked what it was.
But none of them thought it worthy of ordering?
No. They need full steam.
Well, thank you, Niles. I appreciate it. And thanks for helping us out with this.
All right, Patchen. Well, you've got a rough road ahead of you.
It doesn't look good. And I think one of the main obstacles is the... is just the whole decaf part of latte.
Yeah, I would say it's a good word. You've got a good word there. The problem is really with the drink. And
yeah.
Yeah, so
if there's any other thing that could be a flatte.